Over the years, it's been a challenge to drum up political engagement on the Wind River Reservation. But things may be different this year, with 8 tribal members running for office in multiple parties. It's an unusually high number. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards explains why so many Native Americans decided to run.
Democratic Representative Patrick Goggle says it's anything but politics as usual on the Wind River Reservation.
I would say that's probably the largest number of Natives that I've seen file in a primary election.
And it's his theory that what has inspired so much political gusto is the shifting dynamic in the Republican Party. He says the politicizing of the right wing is happening everywhere, including Wind River.
The Tea Party movement in Wyoming has created what I would say political opportunities for those that have extreme right-wing views.
Are you saying that some of the tribal members are falling into some of those categories?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Constitutionalists, libertarians, Democrats, tribal members are campaigning under many banners and often against each other. For instance, Northern Arapaho Alan Whiteman is running on the GOP ticket for Senate District 25 for Cale Case's seat against 2 other Democratic tribal candidates, Sergio Maldonado and Travis Brock. And the same goes for Patrick Goggle's open seat. But for his seat, Republicans have an advantage in a red state like Wyoming when they don't have to face an incumbent.
And I realize that. But I also realize that if certain folks were to step forward on the Democratic side, it would be a political race determined by Natives that voted.
So Goggles encouraged his niece, Andrea Clifford, to run. She has experience as an intern at the state legislature and as the assistant manager of the Wind River Casino. Clifford says her reasons for filing were simple.
We need a voice down there in Cheyenne at the Capitol.
But her primary won't be so simple. She's running against Eastern Shoshone Wilfred Ferris. And even if she wins her party's nomination, she'll face Northern Arapaho Daniel Cardenas on the GOP ticket. But Clifford says she thinks that a lot of choices for tribal candidates on a ballot is good for voters.
Actually, when I found out I was going to have an opponent in the Democratic primary, I was happy. I really was. I didn't want to be uncontested because I want our constituents to learn. And I think it would force them to say, hey, I got a choice here, so let me inform myself about both of the candidates.
And there could be a stronger gravitational pull to run this year because of an urgency to solve big issues on the reservation, like Medicaid expansion, water issues, not to mention the Environmental Protection Agency decision that set the reservation boundary to encompass the city of Riverton. Sergio Maldonado is running for Senate District 25, Cale Case's seat. He says when it comes to complex issues like these, it's more important than ever to have tribal members in office.
It's not about being invited to the table. It's about being on the agenda at the table. We secure 33 and 25. The whole state of Wyoming, and more importantly, Fremont County, will have much to be happy about. Because now this whole notion of diversity is going to be in the political arena. This is historical and precedent setting.
But with tribal members running from both sides of the aisle, securing a united front won't be so straightforward. The political face-offs this year aren't just intertribal, either. They're also interfamily. Democrat Kaja Whiteman is running for her 3rd term as Fremont County Commissioner. In the general election, she'll face her sister-in-law, Valera Whiteman, and Mark Lambert, both tribal members, running for her seat on the GOP ticket. But Kaja isn't interested in discussing such divisions. She says the important thing is that people are getting involved.
I'm interested to see who will prevail from the primaries. I'm just a huge advocate for getting involved in your government, and then I hope that everyone who comes out on top really campaigns hard in a positive way.
Kaja says whether people are voting for her party or not, she hopes the large number of tribal names on the ballot will mean a higher voter turnout for the primary election on August 19th. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.